Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
This is when Erin Maloney, the producer of the Doug and Wolf Show, grabs every headline in the world of sports that she thinks you've got to know this morning, and we react.
Chris Paul agrees to a four-year contract worth up to $120 million with the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
That was your reaction.
I had no doubt he was going to be a Sun. I had a ton of doubt that it'd be 4 years, and there were a lot of people that said, no, I think it's going to be 4 years. No, I don't think it's going to be 4 years. It's 4 years.
It's 4 years. Chris Paul is coming back. This is the best news possible, and there was a lot of good news coming down from Suns universe yesterday.
Campaign reportedly agrees to re-sign with the Suns on a three-year contract. And according to reports, the Phoenix Suns and free agent center JaVale McGee have agreed to a one-year contract worth $5
million. It's totally unfair that any of us fans or media do this. Totally unfair. You should not expect loyalty, quote-unquote, from players because few organizations show loyalty to them. This is your one shot. You put any chance of a career in the business world on hold to make as much money as you possibly can in a small window. So campaign had every right to sign anywhere else. So therefore, this is a hypocritical opinion. Before I give it, I admit it. But it's awesome that this organization, and specifically Monty Williams, said, I appreciated who you were in the past. I want to give you another chance. And at a moment where he could have gone anywhere else, campaign says, I want to stay right here with Monty Williams and Chris Paul.
Okay, somebody throw me the baton. I love a parade. All right, I'm telling you right now, yesterday was a Suns parade, man. The signing of Chris Paul. The fact that he was... All right, Mitch, thank you very much. The signing of Chris Paul and now campaign for three more years in JaVale McGee as well. This guy, to me, I think is going to have a real positive influence. It was a great day to be a Suns fan yesterday, Basinonians, was it not?
The D-backs erased a six-run deficit but fall to the Giants in extra innings.
You know, I want to give them a little credit. I have been unbelievably harsh. I think they deserve it. I don't apologize for it. But I really think there's been games they came in unprepared and they quit. And for them to be down 7-1, especially after a grand slam, and in the very next inning, in a sense, get their own grand slam. I say in a sense because it was two-run homers to get their four runs. That showed an awful lot for a team with fight. I wonder what Torrey Lovello was doing in the 10th inning. I'm never critical of a manager that's 30 games under 500 because sometimes you're making decisions just to see how guys are going to react to it. But the decision to start Aguiar in the 10th was a mistake, in my opinion, strategically, because Chris Bryant crushes lefties.
How about that?
And I don't like that decision, but... Again, maybe you just want to see what Aguiar's going to do after he had a stellar debut.
You know what? I'm glad that Zach Gallen and Ketel Marte are still here. That's what I'm glad. I'm glad there's a nucleus to build around going forward. I think those two guys are going to be solid. Next.
Oh, okay.
Next.
I admit, Wolf and I thought there was more. There is not. So, therefore, you just learned everything that you need to know. But let's go deep, because the Suns are running it back. The point guard. We're reacting to Chris Paul next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.